Oiled birds such as pelicans have become a symbol of the damage from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Research on how affected pelicans and other shorebirds will survive or recover is scarce, says LSU Ag Center conservation biologist Dr. Phil Stoffer.
It is true that birds can be cleaned and released, but whether or not those birds will eventually return to a breeding population is not very well known.
Capturing birds to clean them comes with its own risk. Stoffer says the ones that are captured are generally in the worst condition, making them easier to capture. Cleaning them comes at great expense, and it is not clear whether the birds will recover. Also, when capturing old birds, rescuers could disturb healthy birds and nest.
And so now we're in the breeding season for some of these birds out, especially in the Barrier Islands. And they're very sensitive to disruption. So, for instance, if birds are scared off their eggs while they're incubating with the kind of temperatures they're exposed to, it won't take long before those eggs are no longer viable.
This also exposes the eggs to potential predators. Stoffer says shorebirds that nest on the beach are at risk to more than just oil washing ashore.
But what seems to be a pretty big risk to these birds now is just all the activity on the beach. So they literally nest on the beach. So now with all of this work that's happening everywhere on beaches, and beaches as staging areas for everything, that physical disturbance is sort of a double whammy.
Stoffer suggests that long-term tracking of birds that have been cleaned and released could determine whether they successfully return to the breeding population. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.